Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A beloved local physician is retiring. Let's go in-depth with Dr. Earl McKeever, physician, and Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Dr. McKeever, when did you know you wanted to go into medicine?
About 1939, I think.
And how old were you?
Five.
You knew when you were five?
I wanted to do this, yes, I knew that.
What, do you remember what popped into your head?
Well, our country doctor lived a mile or so from our house, and we'd go past his place periodically, and my mother had great respect for him, and I think that was the initial trigger for me.
That you wanted respect in your community?
Right, absolutely. Respect was probably one of the primary motivating factors.
And then did he mentor you in any way?
No, I can't remember seeing him.
Really? Do you remember the first doctor you ever saw?
Yes.
And when was that, and under what circumstances?
Probably, I was about six, or maybe even five when I was sick, and was hospitalized in St. Louis for a period of time, and saw multiple doctors then. I don't remember their names, but... And then we had a country doctor that I did see at seven or eight and throughout my adolescence.
And so you spent some time in the hospital then, so you got to see how it worked?
Oh, yes, I did, yes. Probably 3 weeks. Yeah, they thought I had rheumatic fever.
And you didn't?
Well, that's questionable. I may have. Diagnosis then was that or subacute bacterial endocarditis. Their diagnostic things were not as accurate then as they are now. And so it wasn't sure. I was treated basically for both in those days, which mostly meant that through my first 3 years, I was about five. Through my first 3 years in grade school, I could not participate in any running or physical activities.
Did that impact you psychologically?
Oh, I think so. I think it made me admire those doctors in St. Louis and want to be somewhat like them.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Earl McKeever, physician, and Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Where did you go to school? College and then medical school?
I went to college at the University of Missouri, and I went to medical school at the University of Missouri.
Did any of those doctors that you met, did they ever know that you ultimately became a doctor?
I do not think the ones in my early childhood knew. No, I don't think they were aware of it.
No real reason to be in touch with them.
Right.
Okay, any teachers or mentors along the way that played a role?
Well, I had a college professor that believed in me and encouraged me to apply for medical school. And, you know, I think there was a couple professors that did that for me.
Isn't it amazing when one or two people believe in you, the difference it can make?
Oh, absolutely. Because I was a boy from a very small town and grew up in the country in a small high school and didn't know how I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know if I would be able to do it. Competition to get in medical school was, I suppose, still difficult, but it was very difficult then. And I didn't know if I could compete and undergraduate school and high school and with my peers and make good grades and be able to get in medical school.
There's this critical junction of, I don't know, the way we work is that if we think we can't compete, we either give up, or if we're concerned we can't compete, we either give up or we take the challenge and go to the extra effort, and you took that challenge.
Yes.
And What ended up bringing you to Knoxville?
An ad in a newspaper, in a magazine.
And you saw, well, that's just up the road. Maybe I'll try that.
Right. I would graduate from medical school, and or I was about to graduate, and actually, it was a year after that that I. It was four years after that I graduated from medical school, and had served in the Army then. And 4 years later, I was looking for a place to come, and I saw this in an ad in the AMA journal. And I went to a couple other places. I wrote a letter and came here and chose this place. It was the best place I could find.
And in the Army, were you a doctor then?
Yes.
And where did you serve?
Well, I was in Hawaii for 1 year, and then I was at Fort Riley, Kansas for 3 years.
Was that interesting?
Oh, fantastic, yes.
And so you saw all kinds of things, probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what years were those years?
That was 1960, 61, 2, and 3. I came here in 63. Okay. 59, 60, 1, 2, and came here in 63.
Has the career of medicine, has it met your expectations from when you were a boy to now?
Absolutely.
And what is it that, where did you find your joy in it?
Well, you know, as earlier spoke, I was motivated by wanting respect, and so I think I've found that. My people respect me. And it has grown into a big family for me, you know. The people that I take care of are family members, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's very meaningful.
Well, you're one of the most respected people in the community, if not the most. I guess I can say that, and
well,
you probably don't want to respond,
you.
But you certainly are.
Well, thank you very much.
You've served generations of people from the entire county and beyond. That's like 4 or 5 generations, maybe?
Yes, that'd be true. I've delivered 3 generations, in fact, in one family.
Mm-hmm. So it's tough for anybody, anywhere, to do more for their community than you've done for this community. I'm just going to say it. You don't have to answer, but that's a fact.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Earl McKeever, physician, and Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. I'm going to turn to you now, Kevin. What do you think of that this man has been giving his gifts to the community for so long?
Yeah, I, you know, have thought about that a lot. Dr. McKeever's told me that story about how this farm kid from down in Missouri ended up in Knoxville, changing the lives of thousands of people that I know and love. And it all, because he saw an ad. I think of the fragility of somebody misplaced that journal, or he didn't see the ad, and we're not as well off as we are today because he didn't come, you know. And so when one person can make such an impact, it inspires others to. And that's what the entire career has been, because I just think about how, I can't think of a better word other than blessed that he came here. I can't think of a better word than that. And as organizations and communities change, I know enough about medicine that Dr. McKeever's self-interest many times could have been better served by leaving. I mean, this is an individual with the background, training, the respect, that could go anywhere, and chose to live and put the interest of others above his own for decades. And that sort of dedication, that sort of inspiration that we've seen, bleeds over into every role here at the hospital. There's not a single person that hasn't been significantly impacted by that sort of selflessness that we've seen over the years, and we hear the stories, and they're etched in forever into the the history of Knoxville. And you know, and all of us sit back and just think, you know, gosh, if we could contribute even a fraction, just a fraction of what Dr. McKeever's done, we'll do some really good stuff. And I could go on and on about the stuff that he's taught us about putting the others in need ahead of your own needs. And that's easy to say and really hard to do, especially raising families. Get busy doing your own thing. But time and time again, I know you won't be shocked, but Dr. McKeever's never shy about telling me what he thinks. So it keeps us on track. I've been here for 8 years, which is a speed bump compared to his mountain of how long he's been here. And so many of the decisions that we make that we have to make on a regular basis are always rooted, when you talk with Dr. McKeever, of what's in the best interest of the people we serve. And that has just been a guiding light. And as Dr. McKeever transitions into something else, the impact and the legacy that he leaves for our young physicians, all of them speak volumes about what an impact that's been to kind of set the stage, set the expectations that we live on in that. And Dr. McKeever's regards, it's an amazing story that not very many hospitals get to. As a matter of fact, I don't know any hospital that gets to tell the story that we get to tell.
Well, and you bring some extra credibility to this because you didn't grow up somewhere else and then move here as an outside person. You grew up here.
Yeah.
With Dr. McKeever.
I did. And our families have intermingled in different ways, and my mom has been involved in their family in lots of different ways, and so it's not just a hospital administrator physician relationship. It goes back years. I graduated with one of Dr. McKeever's daughters. It's a significant relationship that is very dear to all of us.
Well, Dr. McKeever, I'm sure we'll see you around town. Is there any last thoughts you'd like to share with the people of your community that you've helped so much over the years?
Well, yes, I am grateful for being here and being able to enjoy their feelings and compassion that I see from them. They've been very good to me personally. No one is, to my knowledge, has really been rude to me at any time throughout my career. Maybe in my early days there were a few incidents, minor things, but in general it's been a wonderful experience for me and for my family. And so we're grateful to be here and to enjoy this environment, which incidentally I think is a great, I believe this, that this is the best place in the world to grow up and raise a family. I think this is better than the East Coast, West Coast, or any other spot.
Well, thank you for all you've done for us.
Well, it's been a privilege to be here.
Thanks to Dr. Earl McKeever and Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program. Special thanks to Dr. McKeever for his lifetime of service to the people of Marion County and beyond.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.